Hello, this is Mark Cullivan with Strategic Metal Stocks. I'm talking with Mickey Fulp. He's the mercenary geologist. You can find his website at mercenarygeologist.com. He is an analyst in the resource sector. And today I want to focus in on the rare earth element portion of the resource sector. And Mickey, thank you for taking some time out this weekend to talk to me.
No worries, mate. Glad to talk to you once again.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I want to take a focus on the rare earth sector of the resource market. And you know, it's interesting because if you turn the clock back 2 years ago, say, and you ask the average person who had some familiarity with the resource sector what rare earths were, people wouldn't have had any idea. And then fast-forwarding it a bit, about a year ago, it seems like, started to get a little notoriety, and then all of a sudden, that portion of the market just exploded with news and the pending doom that was coming of the world because of China and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we had the portion of the industry just absolutely catch fire and had tremendous gains, and now you know you look over the last couple months. There's been quite a bit of weakness in the rare earth sector. There's been a decent sell off, and you know I just want to get your take because I know you follow it intimately. Where do you see us at in this industry, and can you give us some of the reasons why we've had this recent weakness in the market?
Sure. Well, I was lucky enough to be one of the first people in this sector. I've been covering companies in this sector privately originally and then publicly, but since for over 3 years now. What's happened is, as with most speculations, the leaders, the companies that are in the lead in this, get valuations that are based purely on speculation, so they go up very quickly and they exceed their legitimate market values, and then there are corrections. And so we've seen a couple of corrections in the space since the run-up about 13, 14 months ago. We saw one in the fall, and then we've seen a very deep one starting in, perhaps mid-May, something like that, and that was very much related to the general market malaise. So when companies that are based purely on speculation are involved in a market correction, they're going to sell off much quicker, and we saw that in the rare sector, generally 50% sell-off evaluations, corrections from all-time highs, most of which occurred in say March to May period of time.
Sure, and yeah, I saw that. I was looking at a number of company charts, and as you mentioned, it seems like in the May time frame, you started to see a bit of a slide or a correction taking place. And then, of course, in June, we had Avalon, which is one of the, I guess, flagships of the sector, came out with news that, you know, when I looked at it, I didn't necessarily see it as being negative per se, but obviously the market didn't agree with me, and it caused it seems like it led to a deeper sell-off. Is that what you saw, and what's your take on the Avalon situation?
Well, most assuredly, Avalon has been the leader. I covered Avalon privately in a report in June of 2007, so intimately involved with or have knowledge of the company. I'm a shareholder, and they're also a sponsor of my website. When I saw the pre-feasibility study, I thought I had a negative reaction too, as most of the market did, and there's reasons for that. Came in with a very high CapEx, $600 million initial and $900 million CapEx life of mine. With a relatively low internal rate of return of about 12%. However, I have to emphasize this is a preliminary feasibility study. Avalon's been a leader in this group. It's the first economic study of any of these deposits, and it's very important for the sector. So the sector had a sell-off, and Avalon had a 35% drop over the course of, what, two weeks, something like that. But in talking with Don Bubar, the CEO, he emphasized how preliminary this is, and there's a bunch of opportunities, as with most pre-feasibility studies, to tweak things and optimize. So, you know, they can ramp up production. They have a staged production. If they come in with higher tonnages, that's a catalyst for a better IRR. Wintertime drilling, he made the point that the resource or the current reserve does not include any of the wintertime drilling, and that certainly upgraded and expanded the reserves in their high-grade basal zone, their sub-zones. Buyout of the 3% NSR, which they think is very doable at a reasonable price. One thing that was very interesting to me, that if they improve their metallurgical recoveries by only 1%, that results in a 1% increase in the internal rate of return. So they're going into a pilot plant study, which is very much designed to optimize the metallurgical recovery. So all in all, I came away looking at it as a very positive pre-feasibility study, and I think the market's starting to awake to that right now as more analysts and newsletter writers talk about it.
Sure, and we're also, you know, I always got to look at the calendar here, we're also square in the middle of summer too, which is seemingly never a good time in the resource sector. So I think if you take the confluence of all those occurrences, and it adds up to a lot of negativity. But luckily, summer two will pass, and we'll see where we go from here. Now, what I'd like to also do is there's three different companies that are sponsors of our website. One is Quest Rare Minerals, second is Tasman Metals, and third, Rare Element Resources. I know you have familiarity with all three of them, and you know, all three of these companies also, along, as I said, with pretty much the whole sector, have had a pretty significant downturn in their stock price. But one by one, do you mind taking a little bit of time and kind of running through them and just kind of giving me your opinion of what you see going on with these companies?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. I should mention before I get into the specific companies that all three of these companies, Quest, Rare Element, and Tasman, are sponsors of my website, and I'm a shareholder, so I'm biased and conflicted in my analysis. That said, there are overall market catalysts that I think are beneficial to the entire sector. You know, China came out with new export restrictions. They're clamping down on the black market, and people in the know have told me that one-third of all the heavy rare earths that are coming on the market are in the black through the black market right now. We've seen from January to June, six-month period, 35% price increases for the overall metals, various metals. Another catalyst coming up would be the Molycorp IPO, which we now think is going to happen after the summer doldrums. And then we've had a better overall stock market, and that very much affects the valuations of these companies because it is a very speculative section. This week, Rare Element's up almost 35% week over week, and Rare Element has a 10,000-meter drill program going on at Bull Hill in the Bear Lodge Mountains. Their recent resource estimate was double the previous one. They've had higher neodymium, which is one of the higher-priced rare earths, so value neodymium contents are much higher than in the first resource estimate. And then with Rare Element, you get a two-for-one because their Sundance Gold Project, which is adjacent, they're drilling there right now and will come out with a resource there. Quest has just kicked off a 15,000-meter drill program at its Strange Lake deposit, which will delineate the west half and actually drill the east half of the known deposit for the first time. And we expect their initial metallurgical results now to come out in early August. They've been delayed on that, so everybody's speculating, is that good or bad? And I think my take would be that these things are very complicated, and they're going to tweak the initial metallurgy. Each metallurgical process is the key to the success of all these companies. With regard to Tasman, they just came out with Nora Char results, their flagship property. That stock is up, 18% week over week. So the results were boisterous, I would say. Of interest there, the high rare earths contents there are very, very robust at over 50% and also high neodymium. And with Tasman, you have this project pipeline, which is ongoing in Scandinavia, and the European Union has basically said we've got to secure our own supplies of critical and strategic metals, and Tasman's well positioned for that in Northern Europe.
So it sounds like good things happening with all three. I guess the main thing here is we just got to get through this summer.
Yeah, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues except time. So, and we've got probably another, well, usually right after Labor Day, we would expect markets to pick up in a normal year. Who knows if it's normal, but I'm hoping so.
Yeah, I don't know that normal has a solid definition anymore.
Exactly.
Me personally, I'm a shareholder in all three companies, and I'm sitting tight. I'm sitting tight. I'm looking for good things to come. Well, Mickey, again, I appreciate your time. As I said, I want to mention one more time Mickey's website. It's mercenarygeologist.com. You should check it out. He does a lot of great analytical work in the sector. And that's all I have for you today. Thanks, Mickey.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure always.